This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 464 for Wednesday, July 7th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher on Wednesday, regaining some of the strength they lost at yesterday's limit down close. The November contract gains $19.50 at $790.90 per ton. The January contract rises $18.20 at $786.30 per ton. A trader says canola prices have been too low and need to rise as a means to ration demand. Supplies are tight and will very likely remain so after the coming harvest. The trader estimates this year's production could come in at only 16 to 17 million tons compared to the 20 million tons estimated for this year. Warmer, drier weather is in the forecast for the prairies, further sapping away scant amounts of moisture still in the ground. In Manitoba, the rural municipality of St. Laurent declared a state of agricultural emergency due to the drought. There's support for canola from strong upticks in the Chicago soy complex, as well as gains in European rapeseed. There are moderate declines in Malaysian palm oil. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower, with the loonie at 80.22 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 80.35. The United States Department of Agriculture released its weekly crop progress report Tuesday afternoon. For the week ending July 4th, corn conditions are 64% good to excellent, holding steady from last week. Soybean conditions are 59% good to excellent for a dip of 1 point. Also down a point is U.S. winter wheat at 47% good to excellent. The winter wheat harvest reaches 45% complete, up 12 points from a week ago, but 8 behind the 5-year average. U.S. spring wheat conditions are at their lowest level since 1988, sitting at only 16% good to excellent. That's a loss of 4 points on the week. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are rebounding on Wednesday. The November contract jumps 22 cents at $13.27 per bushel. August soy oil climbs about 2/3 of a cent at 61.06 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up $2.10 at $358.70 per short ton. Corn futures remain lower on Wednesday. The September contract loses 9 cents at $5.43 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the September contract up 2 cents at $3.74. Wheat futures are mixed on Wednesday. Chicago September drops 4 cents at $6.22. Kansas City September nudges up a penny at $5.84.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September jumps 13 cents at $8.06.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 7th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.